disaster occurs. In 2006 and 2007, for instance, Congress effectively cut the SEC's budget, even as the housing bubble was bursting. This makes it hard for agencies to do consistent work. It also contributes to the sense that regulation is something it's okay to skimp on. Given that we still spend tens of billions of dollars on regulation every year, it may seem odd that attitudes can matter this much. But the history of regulation, both here and abroad, suggests that how we think about regulators and how they think of themselves has a profound impact on the work they do. The political scientist Daniel Carpenter, in Reputation and Power, His Magisterial New History of the FDA, one of the few agencies that's been consistently effective, argues that a key to the FDA's success has been its staffers' dedication to protecting and enhancing its reputation for competence and vigilance. That reputation, in turn, has made the companies that the FDA regulates more willing to respect its authority. But that's a rare success story. In most other cases, as the idea of regulation began to seem less legitimate, regulators became less effective, and companies felt more free to ignore them. The social psychologist Tom Tyler has shown that acceptance of a law's legitimacy is the key factor in getting people to obey it. So reform